This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعلائك الجسيمة ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a very, very alarming and frightening tradition, one of the signs of the end of times. We have already covered some signs, and today is another one. The purpose of which is for us to be vigilant and extra cautious. I will read the tradition in Arabic and translate and explain some of its lessons for us to practice, inshallah. سَيَغْتِي أَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُؤْتَمِنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةُ قيل وما الرويبضة قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح بن ماجه. Of course, it's also found in other collections. The humankind is going to witness years of deception, that is towards the end of times, and treachery, deception and treachery, when the liar will be believed, the chronic liar, and the truthful will be falsified or treated as a liar, and the traitor will be entrusted with authority to lead and rule over the people. And the trustworthy will be declared as a traitor, and the rawaybila will speak on behalf of people. And when the companion asked who the rawaybila was, he said, a foolish and worthless person who acts as a spokesman for the interests of the common people. Na'udhu billah. Narrator Abu Huraira, Musnad of Imam Ahmad, of course, it's in other collections as well. This is one of the prophecies of the Prophet about the end times. Among such several signs the Prophet has mentioned in a number of traditions, some of them we have already covered. He said the end times will be preceded by a steady decline of morals, moral standards among people, and spread of promiscuous behavior and permissiveness. Alarmingly, the Prophet said, nudity and lack of modesty will be common among both men and women, and he especially mentioned women appearing as dressed, but for all practical purposes, they will be nude. And all of men and women will be eager to flaunt their sins, to parade their sins. We mentioned one tradition before about flaunting the sin of sins. And sudden explosion of wealth and abundance, and earth opening up its treasures for Muslims. Because they were poor during the time of the Prophet, and they complained to the Prophet of the poverty, and the Prophet told them, I am worried about times of abundance when Allah will open the treasures of the earth for you. Thanks to these people who were once destitute and poor, barefooted nomads will bathe in opulence and wave with one another, building taller and taller mansions. One of the scholars of Al-Azhar, who knew some of the rulers in the Gulf states, said he knew his grandfather who was riding a donkey. Now the grandson is getting his cookies prepared every day in London and delivered by plane to his city, and weighing with one another and building taller and taller mansions. We have the Burj Khalifa. Now to compete with that, they are building another one, taller one in Jeddah. people go into Hajj. Another tradition reported by Ibn Abbas is people will go to Hajj as if they were occasions for them for feasting, because we have super deluxe packages. Display of a flamboyant lifestyle. They will feast and make merriments and perform the so-called ritual, but they will return home without any reward for their pilgrimage. Already you see it in front of us. Add to this the disappearance of integrity, honesty, and trustworthiness. The tradition mentioned above stresses the loss of integrity and honesty, especially among the leadership. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the first most fundamental traits of character that Islam teaches us, integrity and truthfulness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna as-sidqa birrun wa innal birra yahdi ila al-jannah wa innal 'abda la yataharra as-sidq hatta yuktaba 'inda Allahi as-sidqa wa innal kadhiba fujurun wa innal fujura yahdi ila an-nar wa innal 'abda la yataharra al-kadhib hatta yuktaba kadhaba." You know, truthfulness is a virtue, and virtue leads to paradise. A person perseveres in speaking truth until he is recorded as the truthful one in the register of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas lying, on the contrary, is a grave sin, and sins leads to hellfire. A person shall continue to lie until his name is recorded as a liar in the register of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since truthfulness is a foundational virtue in Islam, it is an integral trait of Islamic leadership. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us that this essential trait will slowly decline in his ummah and all over the world. He said, "The best of generations is my generation, followed by the next, and then the next, and then there will be the followed by people who will promise but don't fulfill. They will cheat and cannot be trusted. There will be a false testimony. They will also be obese. Many of them will be obese." This is a tradition reported by Imam Bukhari. Such phenomena will become so rampant that the leadership will become totally untrustworthy. It is alarming to see this prophecy materializing in front of our eyes in many parts of the world today. We see an increasing trend of truth and integrity vanishing from the public space. We receive tainted, biased, false news. They are sold to the public as the truth. Oxford Dictionary made a new word, post-truth era, post-truth, word of the year. It defines it as relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. This is what we see all around us. It is the post-truth era when the West and the world goes backwards and gives up the values of liberalism, objectivity, multiculturalism, pluralism, human solidarity, and globalization. Besides, tens of thousands of fake news websites have emerged, offering false information to an audience that is used to traditional media doing the fact-checking for them. No such fact-check. Set up institutions. They also, more alarming, more frightening tendencies, they have institutions specialized how to train people to present falsehood as truth. Even the Iraq war was sold to the American public by training the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter to narrate the fake story of Saddam's army throwing out the incubators with the babies to the street as if it were the truth. So she successfully did it. This fake story was narrated by her as if it is the truth, and people believed it. Because truth is the greatest casualty of such times, we must never rush to believe what we hear, read, and watch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqum binabayyin fatabayyanu, antusibu qawman bijahala, فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Oh believers, if a wicked person brings you any news, verify it so you cannot harm people unknowingly. You do not harm people unknowingly. Then later on, you harm them and then become regretful of what you have done. This is what happened in the case of Iraq War. Many people felt remorse for what they had been, the role they have played. The believer should be critical in assessing what we are told. So the Prophet ﷺ taught, and this is a lesson Abdullah ibn Mas'ud learned from Rasulullah, he is passing on to us. Ugudu aliman aw muta'alliman, wala taghudu imma'atan fi ma bayna dhalik. Aim at being a critical scholar or a student who seeks knowledge. Don't ever become a mere imitator, repeating what people say without critical understanding. Quoted by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. Lessons from this beautiful hadith is, Prophet warns us against going with the flow. We must refuse to go with the flow. Instead, you ought to stand for truth and justice. When truth becomes a casualty, Muslims have a responsibility to speak the truth to the power. We must also verify the information before we pass it on to others or believe or act upon it. We ought to guard against fake news, misinformation, and falsification of truth. We must never sacrifice the fundamental traits of truthfulness and integrity. Unless we exercise vigilance and verify the facts, we may end up misjudging people. Islam has provided us with a toolkit or essential saving devices to hold on to during these critical times we are going through. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us see the truth as truth and follow it and see the falsehood as falsehood and shun it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.